This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Introducing the newest weapon in the Dallas police arsenal, the sponge gun. It launches a hardened foam projectile and gives officers an alternative to shooting a gun with real bullets. First of all, this thing doesn't look soft and squishy. It looks like a grenade launcher. The 3.5-pound device has a 14-inch barrel and shoots hard 40-millimeter sponge-like rounds.
So we're going to pass those around, but the tip...
Dallas Deputy Chief Jeff Cotner says this tool could save lives.
But this launcher has an effective range well over 100 feet.
Being able to disable a suspect from that distance without shooting them isn't possible with pepper spray or a taser. And as discussions about use of force have heated up nationally in the last few years, the Dallas Police Department has sought out other, less lethal alternatives. So here's how it works. Oh, and Cotner, he likes baseball analogies.
So you're watching baseball, and a batter gets hit with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Okay? If they're struck up in an arm or something like that, many times the batter will just kind of cringe and stay in the box, right? But if they get hit in a soft part, you know, back here in the kidney, or they're hitting their abdomen, or they're even hit like in their hip, and they go down. All right, that's exactly what we're looking for.
In other words, officers will be trained to fire the sponge round below the head, and
they're going to be down for this very brief amount of time. That will allow an arrest team, which we will have in place with these less lethal teams, to go up and make a safe arrest.
The whole idea came from Safer Dallas, Better Dallas. It's a citizen police support group that's been working with the Dallas police for more than a decade. The group plans to help raise funds to cover the cost of the weapons. They go for about $800 a piece, plus the cost of each round. Even though the less lethal alternatives can be expensive, Dallas isn't the only police department testing them. Dozens of places are, from Los Angeles to Ferguson to New Zealand.
The public is demanding that police use less lethal weapons because they're concerned about, you know, the shootings involved with police officers.
Tim Dees is a retired police officer and tech columnist for PoliceOne.com. He says, yes, this is going to provide officers with one more option, but says this won't be a substitute for real guns.
If you're confronted with someone who has the immediate capacity to kill you, using a less lethal weapon in that situation is taking a huge chance, because in most cases, these are one-shot devices that the cycling time, it's going to be several seconds at least, and in the effective range of that, that person can be on top of you before you could reload if it happens to miss, or if it just doesn't work, it glances off the person, or maybe they're just big enough that it doesn't take them down.
Dee says in the ideal situation, where you have a full team and officers trained to use the sponge gun, this could be helpful. The challenge, he says, is police departments are in the emergency business. The unexpected is the norm. The ideal situation is rare. The Dallas Police Department will start out with about 100 of these less lethal guns this summer. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.